This is John Killoran for Payments.com, and we are here today with Carol Spicogna, who is the VP of Accel Network Card Services, which is part of Fiserv. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you, John.
Just to start us off, I'd like you to introduce us to Accel. What differentiates it from other payment networks?
Well, first, so Accel's the U.S. debit payments network, and really the greatest value for financial institutions is the fact that Accel is a product offering through Fiserv. You know, there are many changes occurring in the industry, and having a provider that's a market leader and one that can navigate complexities of the industry to deliver integrated solutions is a definite plus for issuers. And there are many examples where Accel is a component of those solutions, including things like EMV, tokenization, real-time debit rails for the Pop Money product, or even more simply, an integrated approach with the Fiserv Core or Fiserv Card Services for debit processing. So through this integration, we can make the deployment of these initiatives considerably less painful and more efficient for our clients. And then another differentiator is our variety of pricing programs that we have to meet the needs of our issuer members. We have solutions for financial institutions of all sizes. So obviously, we have a regulated interchange program to meet the needs of the largest issuers. And then we have multiple exempt programs, including a unique zero switch fee program for very small issuers. And that's to help those small banks and credit unions be able to manage their costs. So we really look at the market and customer needs to determine how to adjust the programs on an ongoing basis. And then finally, we offer a full suite of debit payment transactions, and that's both pinned and non-biz pinned. And, we expect to continue expanding that transaction set to help the issuer members, continue to meet consumer demand in the long term.
In the past, people have considered networks like Accel as regional PIN networks. Could you tell us how that has changed over time?
Yeah, well, there's been a definite evolution in the industry over the last several years. So in the past, there was a clear delineation between PIN-based networks such as Accel and the bank association debit brands that support signature, and that's been changing over time. So in the last few years, we've seen the major signature brands mandate PIN-based transactions, and they're both doing that in slightly different manners, but the end result has essentially been the same, which is more PIN transactions through those brands. And then on the other side, Accel's been expanding its PINless transaction set. And we actually started this in 2002 with the introduction of PINless bill payment. More recently, we introduced e-commerce, the money transfer transaction, which supports person-to-person payments, the Accel no PIN transaction, which supports $50 and less swipe and go at participating merchants. And we're further expanding this fall to what we're calling Accel No PIN Plus, which pertains to signature-based transactions of all ticket sizes. So Accel's definitely not a regional PIN network. That's changed many years ago. We have cardholders in every state. We have acceptance across the nation. And we have a full suite of debit payment transactions. We'll continue to expand that network offering to address both market needs and adding value to our membership base.
And now, Accel was one of the first debit payment networks to accept tokenized transactions through Apple Pay. Do you believe, or does the company believe, that there should be a standard approach to tokenization?
Well, as I mentioned previously, being a product offering of Fiserv has its definite benefits, and Apple Pay is a great example of this. Since Fiserv was engaged in the discussions early on, Accel Network was able to support this quickly following the announcement. And the integration with the Fiserv Card Services debit processing environment today helps issuers deploy the solution as efficiently as possible. Regarding your question specifically about a standard approach, I first want to mention that Apple Pay is just one example of a mobile application that's utilizing the concept of tokenization. Its vast consumer following was a definite factor in pushing the industry players to make changes to support tokenized transactions. It wouldn't have happened as quickly as it did without, this widely known consumer brand pushing for adoption. But I view Apple Pay as a consumer-friendly front-end solution. It still uses our debit rails, which have been in existence for decades, but it makes the purchase easier to complete for consumers and, to a certain extent, more secure. So from a standardization perspective, anyone else that wants to create this consumer-friendly front-end solution can also take advantage of the tokenization support that's been built out in the debit payments industry. And that's just one approach to tokenization, but it really can take other forms. So as long as we're supporting the transaction on the debit rails and we're not requiring significant changes on either the acquiring or issuing side, and we go and use a pseudo card number, it still can be considered tokenization. And, you know, for example, what I mean by that is if I could go create a 16-digit one-time use card number that's valid for only one purchase, that could still be considered a token since it's not the real card number that's been used. And obviously there's some innate security that's in there. So overall, I think we're going to see more uses of tokenization in certain channels in the near future just because of the security involved. And it's going to really be more about the front end experience for consumers. So who else is out there building these applications and, you know, and enabling the payments through the use of tokens?
All right, well, just one last question for you. We just want to know what is next for XO. I mean, what do you have in the works that you can share with us right now?
So maybe I hinted a little bit with my last response, but we're actually in the midst of a pilot using the concept of tokenization for card-free access to cash. We're working with a few XO issuer members, and we've enabled a limited number of ATMs across the country with functionality that essentially allows the consumer to withdraw cash at an ATM without a physical card. So this solution is XO creating the token and detokenizing it. So the issuer platforms can handle the withdrawals in the same manner as they do today. And then also XO is enabling the functionality on ATMs across the nation. So we're building out the network. And of course, if banks and credit unions want to participate, they can also support this functionality on their ATMs. But it won't be a requirement because we're building out the network on their behalf. And then, of course, all the withdrawal transactions will occur through XO for authorization and approval. And just to put things into context, the first use case that we're piloting is emergency cash, which can help consumers when they've lost a card or it's been stolen or compromised. And when you think about all the, you know, breaches that we've seen and the millions of cards that are affected, this really impacts consumers in the entire industry, particularly when you think about it from a reissuance perspective. So this solution can provide consumers with access to cash immediately as they wait for a card to be reissued. And we're looking at other use cases too. Could be anything just from general convenience to also just generating the token for a level of security to conduct those transactions. It's really exciting. And I do want to reiterate, though, that this is a pilot market test that we'll be running for several months, but we are super excited about its potential. So I wanted to share another example of where tokenization might come into play.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like you guys have some exciting stuff in the works, and I'm sure that the industry is going to have something to look forward to in that regard.
It is an exciting time for debit payments, and we're really excited about this tokenization concept.
Well, on behalf of payments, I just want to thank you for speaking with us today, Carol.
Thank you so much, John.